This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
99.9 KISW. The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Here's the thread. Have you ever sprayed a man with your breast milk by accident?
I haven't.
I have. It was a win that I could breastfeed on a plane without anyone screaming, me included. There I was on the plane, my 8-year-old son next to me, and my 3-month-old baby on my lap. A stream of my breast milk was spraying from my right breast. The milk shot out with such force, it landed on the head in the head of the man in front of me. We were in economy, so he wasn't that far away, meaning I probably couldn't have pulled that off in first class. But still, who on a plane can master such a stealth straight shot? My right breast can, if you're wondering. Within seconds, I reattached my daughter, but the deed was done. Was it my fault I'd sprayed a man with breast milk? Was it my fault that he was bald and could feel the warm, unknown liquid running down his bare pate? Fault wasn't the question at this point. The point was to make sure he didn't know what had just happened. I watched in suspended alarm.
Why does she have to be like, oh, I mean, he's bald?
I think she just wants to point out, like, he definitely felt it.
Yeah.
All right.
Miles might not know. Right. You and I and Mike, we would know. So I'm hit our head.
I looked up and he patted the top of my head, or his head. And then he said to my son, strange, did you feel something drop on your head? It must be air coolant. As if I know anything about air coolant. I might have said, I'm sorry about my breast milk hitting your head. Can I buy you a drink? But I doubt, honestly, that would have helped the situation. But I sure did make sure that I never sat behind a bald man on a flight again.
You know, I will say this. If she had apologized and offered to buy me a drink, water under the bridge. You offer me a drink, most of the time, water under the bridge. But Ted made a good point in the office. He said, look, as far as bodily fluids that could that are not yours that land on you,
yeah,
breast milk's probably tops.
Correct.
You know, there's pee, there's poop, there's blood, there's pus, there's vomit, and then there's breast milk. I would take breast milk every day of the week on that.
Not trying to throw anybody under the bus, there is an occasional condition, and I don't know what the deal is on this, but sometimes there's like a duct underneath kind of your arm.
Mm-hmm.
Where breast milk can accumulate.
Yeah, it connects to the mammary.
Yeah, on a woman. And I might have known somebody who had this situation going on. But the deal is that you kind of need to squeeze and put pressure on that to get it out.
Yeah.
And I might have been requested to do that. You know what I mean? Just to get it out, just to be able to put the force on there with enough to just kind
of... Were you standing in front of them?
No, to the side.
Okay.
But it was still amazing, man. It's like having a super soaker.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like... Our question, what unfortunately got in you or on you, 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Nicholas. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola.
What's happening?
How are you?
I'm alive, and I just wanted to say kudos to the gal, that female Pee Wee Herman, the guy on the airplane.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I just like that she reattached her kid real quick to make it look like nothing happened.
Yeah, even more kudos. It was a stealth job for sure.
So what'd you get on you or in you?
So I took a little quick weekend trip to Portland, Oregon about a decade ago, and we stayed at this really nice, it was like an older, like, embassy suite, if I remember correctly.
Yeah.
It was a several-hour drive over there, me, a friend, and his brother. And, of course, when we get to the hotel, the first thing we all three have to do is use the can. So I go in first, come out, realize that this embassy suites has, like, all the, like, the chocolates, the waters, like, all the, like, welcome to our hotel, here's your stuff. I was so thirsty, I just took that smart water, cracked off the top, and just started chugging from it. Buddy comes out of the can and says, "Who just drank this water?" And I looked at him and said, "I did. I was thirsty." And he goes, "Man, I'm really sorry." I said, "You're sorry? Well, why?" And at the bottom of this water bottle, like, I left like a one or two chugs left, was the nastiest, like, lung butter ridden loogie I've ever seen. Yeah, and it took me a minute. I had to put myself in a mental timeout and think about it.
Did you throw up? Why
did he just blow one in the water bottle?
You know, I don't know. I was too fixated on going in and taking a whiz, but
this was one of the water bottles that was provided by the hotel. So he cracked the top and spit a loogie in an otherwise unopened bottle of water.
Yeah, unless he took a sip first and then used it, because he's like big into like tobacco and stuff like that. So, I mean, I think he was just, it's like what he does at home or something. So he just cracked it open, spit in it, and... You know, silly me, I was thirsty after a 5.5 hour drive in a tiny Volvo. That, it was nasty, man. And ever since then, I can't stop thinking about, you know, every time I drink a glass of water, I got to look at it first.
I was going to say, is that image just burned in your head?
Honestly, the particular image of the loogie slowly, like, swirling in the bottom of the bottle, man, it wasn't good.
Hey, Jolene.
Why does the swirl make it worse? Because you're right. If it were just, like, a lump on the bottom, you go, man, that's gross. But there's something about just seeing it slow. And if it's moving fast, it's not as gross. There's something about that slow twirl.
Well, just when you don't expect it. Because, like, Jolene, one day at work, she drank someone's tobacco spit out of a can. All right?
Correct.
In my birthday party, I'll never forget
this. I mean, again, there was a can.
But you can't see in a can. And that's why I always pour stuff in a glass, because what happened to me? My birthday party, I had a Big K Cola outside, and my friends over, took a big swig of it.
Big K Cola.
Well, I mean, they're
living, brother.
We were living large.
You don't
spend money on kids.
That was, what, the 3 gallon jug of a...
Well, these were individual cans.
Ah, okay.
You know what I mean? In a bucket. But no money was spent, trust me. But, those would be in there, and it just got in my mouth and stung the inside of my cheek. And, you know, I spit it out, no big deal. My cheek swelled up to, you know, the size of a tennis ball on one side. And I after that point in time, I was like, I need to see what I'm drinking at all times. Now, if it's a glass bottle, like a beer, like a Miller High Life or whatever, no problem. But with a can, I've got to pour it out.
What if it's a brown bottle? Because my father, and he's done it since I've been alive.
Inside, I'm fine with. Like, if I go down the store to the thing and buy, like, a Diet Dr. Pepper or whatever, I have no problem. If I crack it in here, I know I'm good to go.
But I'm saying my father.
I feel pretty safe at this point. Like, you're inside. It's winter in Seattle.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah.
The chance of having a bee fly in.
Right. We're not real buggy on it.
But ever since childhood, my father, and, like, I always noticed it, but I never thought about it because he just always did it. He didn't open anything, and his hand just rested on top of the bottle all the time. And maybe 20 years ago, he's finally like, oh, we're at a family reunion or something. But and he brought the story up over Christmas. But same thing, a bee, it was not him, but whoever this relative was, the bee flew into this guy's bottle. The guy took a sip, spit it out through the bottle. And as my father says, when we said, what is going on, before the guy could finish the sentence, a bee stung me. Mm-hmm. He's like, it was like an airbag. He's like the guy's lips.
It's incredible. Poof. Look, again. This is my birthday party. My buddy blew out my candles. I will never forget. I had a bag of ice on my face. My lips were smelling. I'm like, because I was so numb. You know, I was like, my buddy's like, I gotcha. I'm like, you blew out my candles.
But you couldn't blow them out, man.
Well, I was going to keep trying. Yeah, exactly.
How old were you?
I was probably 9, 10 years old. Somewhere in there, you know. You know what I wanted, Ted? I wanted a McDonald's birthday party. I remember this to this day. I wanted a big jug of orange crack.
Orange drink, yeah.
You know, a couple hamburgers for everybody and french fries. But no.
I never got one.
We had to do a hot dog thing in the backyard, you know.
I never gave my kids a McDonald's birthday party, but they never asked.
I don't even know if they still do that.
I don't know if they do either, but that was, really? When I was a kid, that was like a massive thing.
Yeah, if you could get that, man, you're...
Well, when I was working at a basketball camp, they had like a little kids camp on the side.
Yeah.
So sometimes I'd go in there to get like extra balls or whatever, the equipment room, and they had that McDonald's jug of orange drink.
How much did you drink?
Oh, yeah. I would always have a couple cups.
Got to. What unfortunately got in you or on you? 206-803-ROD.
Hello, Paul. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola.
So, let me set the stage a little bit. I'm in a local motorcycle club, Dan's Brothers MC. Check out our Facebook page. We do lots of good charity work for cancer.
Awesome.
And, we have road names. So my name's Paul, but my road name is Switch, and I'm using road names in this story. So last summer, one of the other fellow members in my club, his name is Boots, and me and a friend from another club, his name is Rockwell. The three of us are riding to South Dakota for Sturgis. So we're headed out I-90. I think Vantage, we caught some really heavy stop-and-go construction traffic. So Rockwell's in the front left. We're in the left lane, right? Rockwell's in the front left. Boots is right next to him, and I'm splitting the two right behind him. So I didn't really see what was happening at first, but there was one of those disposable coffee cups, like a Dutch Bros, the clear plastic cups.
Yeah.
That was sitting kind of on the left side of our lane with it had clearly been full of a clear liquid. There's a puddle there and just a wet cup sitting there. And I see Rockwell kind of scooting up there on his bike. You know, he's got his wife on the back seat and he's kind of leaning down. I'm like, what is he doing? And then he picks up that cup and he puts it in his mouth, like between his teeth. And so I'm like, oh man, he's going to throw, I think he knows who threw it out the window and he's going to bring it back to them. And so sure enough, he puts a cup in his teeth, he puts his bike in first gear, he motors up next to the car that's in front of him. And I can't hear anything. All I see a little talking. He's telling this person, roll your window down, then there's talking. And then he throws the cup in the car. And I was like, oh, that's funny, you know. Well, we get to Moses Lake, our next stop, and I'm talking to Rockwell's wife. And I said, that was funny that he threw that cup back in that window. She goes, oh, you don't know half of it. Apparently, he pulled up with a cup in his mouth. He motioned, like, roll your window down. And it was some college-age girl. And she rolls her window down. She's just petrified. And he says, you know, you shouldn't let her, especially not in front of motorcycles. And she's just frozen. And she's staring at him. And he's holding the cup in his hand now. And she just goes, I peed in that.
Oh, little road bomb action.
She was well hydrated, you could tell.
Yeah, I bet so. Jesus. Oh, typically, man. You do that, well, I guess with women it's different, but guys, a Gatorade bottle is always the go-to.
Yeah, I don't think a Gatorade bottle is helping the women.
When I was in the Boy Scouts, we did one of those clean up the highway deals because we are troop sponsored like a mile of road or whatever the deal is. And that's all you see. Man, well, you pick up other trash, but you have no idea how many pee grenades are on the side of an interstate.
Fist bumps?
Oh, yeah, they're everywhere.
Yeah.
And you don't really want to
pee on the side of I-90 once, like, surrounded by people. The middle of nowhere, and we just pulled off. And so I was like, oh, my God.
They're everywhere.
They're just chucking these things out the window.
Yeah. What, unfortunately, got in you or on you? 206-803-ROD.
Way the road.
But why? I feel like once you pee, assuming you still hold the top to it.
Because you don't want to keep it in your car, I guess?
I know, but when you have the lid on, like, guys, we can just put it in a trash can. I can't imagine saying, all right, I peed in the bottle, now I'm going to throw the bottle out. Because at that point, like, pull over to the side of, I'd rather just pee outside of the car on the side of the road than pee in a bottle and then throw the bottle out of the window. Maybe that's just a me thing, but, like, man, if you're going to just end up with a pee outside, how about just pee outside? It's fine.
You're not wrong. The only thing, you know, I just assume if you're driving an 18-wheeler, it's during the day, you don't want to pull
fair
over,
enough.
So you peed in it, then it's nighttime, and you're like, screw it, I'm just chucking it out the window.
Yeah. Just save the bottle till you find the trash can, that's all I'm saying. It is kind of funny, but not that funny.
It's gross.
Hello, Noah. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
I used to be a professional bull rider, and on top of getting my ribs stomped out and broken, I ended up with bull dung going down my throat.
Ah. So you've had your ribs crushed, but the thing that bugs you is bull dung going down your throat.
Yes.
Yeah, that seems fair. How do you end up in a situation where a bull poops in your mouth?
Well, they're not the cleanest animals.
Sure.
And so there's always a little bit left over when they put them in the bucking chutes, and I got thrown off the back. And I'm looking, as soon as I hit the ground, I look up and I can see hooves and nuts coming towards me. So
it's got to be a sign.
Yeah.
Oh, it's unforgettable, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, I believe you.
And
burned in my eyes.
My tongue fell down.
Oh, my God. Okay. So,
that's great. And then the poop falls out.
I mean, even if you had a cage in the front, I still would have shot through it.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
What was your final straw for the bull riding? Is it the injuries? You just age out of it or what?
I wouldn't say I've aged out of it. I'm only 26, but it was definitely the injuries kind of catching up with me. You know, I always joke around that I'm, even though I'm 26 years old, I got the back of an 85-year-old.
That sounds about right.
How many times have you been concussed?
None that I can remember.
That's good.
Well, that might be a lot.
I'm not sure how to answer that.
I know, that's a weird result. None that I can remember.
No.
So, what do you do when you're done with bull riding? I mean, what does that parlay into? What's the next job?
Well, right now I'm working for a tire warehouse, so it doesn't really translate into anything.
All right.
I was hoping to get a job on a ranch, being a working cowboy, but that never worked out.
Really? I mean, look, I don't know anything about the ranching world, but I feel like if I looked at someone's resume, I'm like, okay, this guy can deal with animals.
I just don't know how many ranches there are anymore to work on.
I know, but with that in mind,
in Western Washington, there's not a lot of ranches at all.
Fair.
All right.
Okay, well, let me ask you this. Kind of like, I can't remember who it was, but somebody kind of dressed in disguise when karaoke was starting out, but they're the actual singer of the song.
All right.
Went up there and knocked it out, looking like they're like the guy who looks like he's 80 years old and just plays hoops.
Right, then he pulls off all the makeup.
Yeah,
exactly.
He's
LeBron
dunking
James
and stuff. Yeah, it was kind of one of those deals, but it was actually a singer in whatever band it was. But could the same hold true with you, like as far as like a mechanical bull bar? You know what I mean? Like if they had one of those and they had like a contest one night, could you go in there and just kick everyone's ass?
No, because the mechanical bulls are nothing like real bulls. You know, the real bulls, they can they go in more of a circle instead of just spinning around. So they actually travel around instead of just pivoting on a point.
So it's just a different technique.
It's a much different technique. I'm horrible at the mechanical bulls. I mean, really? I was never any good as a bull rider, but.
So the only way you can actually practice then is to get on an actual bull, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, wow. That'd be a hard sport to start out.
Yeah, like, how do you start out? Are you mutton racing first and all that kind of thing? Like, what's the time?
Mutton busted.
Sorry. The first time you decide to sit
doing that. A lot of guys start out doing the mutton busting. I didn't. I just said, let's get on a bull. Let's try it as a bucket list thing, and fell in love with it. And
What was it about it that you liked? I'm just curious. I mean, look, as a spectator, it's fascinating to watch, but at the same time, I can say that is something I never want to do.
It was the amount of technique and the challenge behind it. It was a definite reality check when I got bucked off my very first bull. But learning and constantly improving.
Did you ever have to jump in a barrel?
No, that was not me.
Are the clowns.
I don't know, man. Hey, if I saw a barrel and, man, that thing's coming after me and no way's there to help me, I'm jumping in the barrel. But in theory,
generally, like, when he gets bucked off, those clowns start grabbing the bull or getting the bull to pay attention.
That's when the clowns come in.
And that's when the clowns got to hide in those barrels because the bull's charging them. And the rider usually can just run off.
I was going to ask, any of the guys that you ever worked with that are the clowns, right? Because their job is to distract an angry bull. Any of them normal? Like, you know, when you're done for the day and everyone can sit down and have a drink, like, are any of them just normal people?
Could you be a clown?
Yeah, do they just call their wife and kids?
Not the ones I worked with.
Yeah, I can't believe you're sane and do that job.
I was watching bull riding, like, last weekend or the weekend before. This one clown was getting messed up.
Yes!
And then he just, like, unlike the riders, like, he just had to stay out there.
Right.
And he's like, it's fine.
I'm a clown.
Like, I don't think it's fine at all, my man.
Now, that's a clown you're not scared of, right?
Oh, no. Rodeo clowns are mad.
I got more.
Those are studs. I'm not scared of that.
I got two more questions.
I'd like to drink a beer with them.
Do you only wear Wrangler jeans?
Yes.
Okay. Second question. Why do they have to be clowns? Like, what is the history behind this?
Yeah, because they dress like
NFL referee crew. If they dressed up as clowns, you go, what's going on out here? So why do they have, I could see them in stripes, right. Like refereeing, but why do they have to look like clowns?
The actual clown is just there to entertain the crowd and hop in the barrel when it comes time for the bull riding.
Yeah.
But the bull fighters, which is what you guys are kind of referring to with the clowns, is they just wear the makeup just to, add a little bit of theater to it.
Because a bull chasing a human being is not theater enough. Yeah.
Ted, you're terrified of clowns. When you went to the bull riding, were you like, oh, no, clowns everywhere?
No.
You're not scared of bull riding clowns or bull clowns?
No, because they're
different.
Thousand pound beasts running around there. Like, the clown thing kind of went out the window at that point.
Yeah, that's a good point. Miles, speaking of officials dressing like clowns, now, I've put this before my brother. He does not know what the punishment would be, but he does believe he'd lose his job. So I said, look, man, when he was here in December, I said, you guys make all these calls, right? But when I look at you guys, I add humor because there's little things I think you should do before you make the actual call. He's like, what are you talking about? I said, look, you call the safety. Right? Ted, make the safety motion. Before you announce, say, I'm a little teacup and safety, blah, 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 right? I was like, why couldn't you do that if it's false start? Just open with, do the hustle. False start. I'm like, dude, why can't...
He would get fired.
But why?
It's not professional.
Why is it... Technically, being professional simply means you get paid for your job. They're paying you. You are a professional. I'm like, you just add a little levity, right? Because the crowd's going to boo you no matter what. At least add a little levity, right? So, I'm a little teacup. Safety. You're still making the call. It's maybe a second and a half, 2 seconds of speech time. And I'm telling you, the players are loving it.
People only remember referees when they break character. He's down there giving them the business.
Right, when they're mad they can't think of what to say.
Yeah.
And a bunch of other stuff.
Yeah. What unfortunately got in you or got on you? 206-803-RUN.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
The mighty 99.9 KISW and KISW HD1 Seattle. Always live on the free Odyssey app. From the Pinkies Plumbing Studio, you're in the men's room. Text the guys at 206-803-ROCK.
We will celebrate National Smith Day coming up with Sid and Spin.
Well, Ted will.
It's all about the Smiths. Play a little game of a Guess the Smith.
All right.
With a Taryn and Steve from the Daily Bigs Morning Show. That's right.
Will we be hearing from the Ted Smith?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Do you have a speech prepared?
Just happy to be here. I'm going to speak for all the Smiths. We say, stop saying our name is plain.
Okay.
It's not our fault we're popular.
Would it be better if we said common?
Because I guess you're right.
Common sounds better. I mean, even the rapper goes by common, not plain.
Right.
Yeah, I'm plain ass, you know.
Yeah, but common still as a rap name doesn't even sound very good.
But he's a cool
dude. It's just like being like average.
It is. I mean, that's kind of saying, common.
I'm DJ Average.
But he's cool as hell. That's what I like about him. He's a very uncommon man. Yeah, but he goes by common. But plain, like, bro, if your name's plain, that's just, you know. Like Taylor Swift could go by plain. I know she's super popular, but her music, just plain.
Plain bagel's good.
It's fine.
Plain pizza's pretty good.
Plain pizza?
But it's still a cheese pizza. You don't call it a plain pizza.
Plain bagel with nothing on it.
Well, I mean, cream cheese and butter.
Well, see?
So, I mean, I didn't eat it actually. I still
ate it. You got to spice it up.
Right.
It's like a plain piece of toast. And there's no butter on that?
That's what I'm saying. Whereas you get a plain cheese slice, you eat it. You go, oh, it's still good.
But it's called the cheese pizza. It doesn't even say plain. It doesn't say pizza or plain.
Even a plain potato chip has salt on it.
Yeah.
You can buy the unsalted. Mm-hmm. Nobody wants to eat them.
That's right.
Now you're just eating a potato.
Sit and Spin coming up at 4:30. Our question, what unfortunately got in you or on you? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Corey. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello, gentlemen.
Hola.
Hey, so I was the one that texted about getting the OC or the pepper spray right on the tip of your boys.
Yeah.
So there's a little bit more to this story, and it was just too good with what I've been hearing. So I'll try to keep it kind of short. I was in the Reserve Police Academy about 10 years ago. It's a volunteer thing you do unpaid. But you got to do it to be a Reserve Police Officer. So they don't tell you you got to go through a lot of the same stuff. So you had to get pepper sprayed and taser, not that bad. Pepper spray, terrible. And what they do is they use the expired stuff first. And all expired means it's lost its compression, so it doesn't spray as good. So I'm up first. They do it. I don't really feel anything. I'm like, oh, maybe it's not that bad. I'm like, no, dude, it hits you on your chest and down all the way to your boys. We got to do it again. So they spray me again. And within a couple of minutes, it is one of the most painful things because we have to hold our eyes open. So you're getting hit directly in the eyeballs. And it's one of the worst things. Like, imagine eating like Tim's jalapeno chips and then rubbing that directly on your eyes.
But see, I wouldn't do that because that's stupid. And so my question, why do you guys, what is it, so that you know how painful it is, or do they think you're going to build up some tolerance?
I think it's a little bit of, I think part of it's like, so you know what you're doing to somebody else, right? But the other thing is, like everybody, their stories, when it sprays, it a lot of times comes back on you. So part of the thing they run you through is you have to read an ID, you have to fight somebody, you have to cuff somebody after being sprayed. So I think it's really to kind of teach you that you can fight through it and, you know.
Okay, yeah.
Make it seem safe.
Okay, now that said, having endured that, do you agree with that assessment? Like, all right, I could just fight through this and still read your ID, etc.
Guys, I've been doing it 10 years, never pulled out my pepper spray because I don't ever want to do it again.
Okay. Actually, to your point, I was reading a story earlier today as we were prepping for the question. I don't remember where this happened, but there were two cops, and they are dealing with a physical suspect. So he's wrestling with them and all that. So the one cop pulls out his spray to spray the suspect, misses the suspect, and takes out his partner. Yeah.
He better have thought him a beer after that.
Oh, I'm sure he did.
And so when you get done, they have you go in a dunk tank, but they don't want you to like really scrub because then it spreads it around. So you basically dunk just to get all the residual off of you. And then they had us wait a couple hours and they're like, go ahead and drive home. What's this bright sunny day and I can't keep my eyes open? My buddy's with me. So we were literally taking turns watching the road while one of us closed our eyes and then co-piloting for the other person. It was terrible.
Had he been sprayed too?
Was he also sprayed? He's part of the whole thing.
He was. And so it's like, okay, you hold your eyes open for 20 seconds, and then I'll hold mine for 20 seconds, and then we'll, you know.
You would think like going in for a colonoscopy that you would need to have someone there to drive you home at the end.
Right.
You
know,
one of those basic rules.
For OC day.
Right. Yeah. You would think so.
Well, and then they tell you to go home, and they're like, hey, shower to get the rest off. Give it a while. But to take a paper bag and wrap it around your boys. Okay, great. Problem is, when they sprayed me the first time and missed, it got across my chest and down my boys. So that water activated it. So it was literally like somebody was holding a lighter to my nipples and my guy. It was the worst secondary reaction. I was miserable.
So you were unaware. You were unaware that it had made contact with the stuff until you stepped in the shower?
Correct. Until water made contact, and then I was very aware. Very, very aware.
And how long does that pain last? How long does the burn last?
So some of us were like, oh, dude, I was fine that evening. Some of us, it was literally like 24 hours. So to top it off, I went to sleep that night, and I woke up and had a dream that my house was on fire.
It was. Your house was on fire.
It reactivated. Under those covers, it was. Like, my legs were burning, my nipples, and everything else. It was just, but it was truly one of
the You had a dream that your house was on fire because it burned.
I know your nipples are more sensitive than the rest of your chest, but you keep bringing up the nipples. Was it really concentrated to the nipples specifically?
Oh, dude. It was like somebody had three hands and was holding one a lighter to each nipple and one downstairs. For anybody out, this is my one word of advice for anybody out there. If you're ever dealing with the cops and you're going to get pepper sprayed, just lay down and comply. Like, I would rather be tased 10 times again than ever pepper sprayed.
Yeah, the water thing, I didn't know either. So I got pepper sprayed, but it was like on my shoulder.
Yeah.
Like my forearm. So same thing. By the time I got home, I was like, oh, I'll just take a shower and get this off. And then it just felt like your flesh is burning. And then I called a friend who knows this kind of stuff, and he was like, tell me you didn't get it wet. I was like, I just got out of the shower. And he's like, yeah.
Nothing we can do now.
So I know with tear gas, a lot of people will bring milk, right? Like if it gets in their eyes. Would that help?
Milk is for the pepper spray, I think.
But it's always in their eyes. Would it help?
Correct.
On your shoulders, right?
I guess maybe. I didn't even think about it. To me, how water would activate it more seems crazy.
You're washing it off. Logically.
Well, I would think, like in Seattle, that's got to be extraordinarily worse than most normal places. On a day like this, right? Which is going to be our winter until, what, frickin' June. It's going to rain every day. So I'm just wondering, if you get pepper sprayed, on average, in Seattle, in your outdoors, and then the rain comes down, does that make it worse? As you go, you know, the cop pepper sprays you, it's raining, then they get you down on the ground.
The milk is definitely down for the pepper spray.
Right.
And then, right, because I was living on Capitol Hill during that time. But I want to say you got to use like baking soda or something to get all the tear gas out of your apartments. Because there was so much tear gas they were using that it was like
into your apartment.
It was seeping into all those apartment buildings.
Damn.
So like my QFC, they were like, oh, we don't have anything. Because everybody ran there to buy stuff to kind
of. All we have is pepper.
Yeah.
What, unfortunately, got in you or on you? 206-803-ROCK.
I also saw a guy once try to shoplift a whole chicken from that store.
A whole chicken?
Raw chicken.
Where did you put it? Packaging, I hope?
But it was a homeless dude. I'm just like, where is he going to cook this?
Where are you going to cook it, man?
Right? Like stealing a chicken that's already cooked. Fabulous.
Or a rotisserie when it's already
cooked. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. But yeah, just
did
a whole
you tell
bowl?
Him? Like, brother, listen, I'm not judging on the shoplifting. Grab a rotisserie chicken. You're going to hurt yourself.
When I see you on the sidewalk cooking this thing, I'll be like, he's got a pigeon.
Right.
To this day, I'm just like,
he killed a duck, dude.
How did he
went down the sewer and got a duck.
Yeah, how did he plan on cooking this?
He didn't think it through.
No.
Yeah, just like, dude, don't steal the raw chicken.
Right, it was a whole, like, oven roaster.
Yeah, it needs to be in there for, like, an hour and a half.
Yeah, yeah. They just dropped down like his sweatshirt. Yeah. I was like, this guy's insane.
And nobody wants it back. Hello, John. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
All right, so, like, you got to kind of picture first, you know, like, not the very first, but, like, one of your first high school parties.
All right.
And we're doing this as, like, we're partying at a friend's house, and his parents are out of town, and so a bunch of us, like, crashed there. And the next morning, a buddy was digging through a bag of chips, and he said, some of these chips are soggy. And I had put my hand in that bag of chips and felt the soggy chip and thrown it down the night before. And he was just grubbing on them. And
soggy potato chips.
But yeah, they were like corn chips, like tortilla chips.
Oh, man. Was he drunk?
Well, we were drunk the night before, and he was, like, hungover.
All right.
So another buddy looked kind of, he heard this, and he just rolls over off the couch, and he said, yeah, I puked in those, and he rolled back.
Oh, he puked in it?
He puked in the bag of chips the night before. And so, yeah, my buddy was just sitting there grubbing on chips with extra salsa.
Oh, God.
Dip responsibly.
Pretty gnarly, yeah.
Yeah, look, man, puking, even if it were just water.
Dip responsibly.
Even just the idea of a soggy chip.
Like something, if you reach into a bag of chips and it's soggy, like something should have
been. So gross.
Yeah, pull your hand out quick.
Right.
I would never think to eat it. Look, it's soggy, but I'm going to eat it.
Here's French onion dip, right? Sometimes a chip will get like broken off and down at a party, you know what I mean? Like, and you can't see it. But it's getting soggy in the French onion dip.
It's still gross.
And then you have your fresh chip and you dip it and you don't even realize that soggy chip. You just put it on your new chip and you start chewing. You're like, soggy chip.
Yeah, I spit it out. And soggy look, chip. I know it's just soggy with dip, but soggy chips, I will never be able to make that okay in my mouth.
Yeah.
I don't care why it's soggy. If it's a chip and it's soggy, I can't do it.
Also, Miles, people, if you break a chip off in the French onion dip, it's like the Army Rangers. You don't leave a chip.
You got to go in there.
You got to rescue
you gotta
it with
get
a
out
bigger
of,
chip.
Yeah, you got to get that
you
out.
Get another chip
get the chip
out.
Because you did it.
Right, no chip left
it's like
behind.
It's like being a lifeguard.
Yeah.
What unfortunately got in you or on you? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Ron. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
I got a bottle cap I swallowed out of a beer, and it got stuck in my esophagus.
How long was it stuck in your esophagus?
Well, we were having a party. I just got done surfing with my buddy, and we had a big swell down San Diego, so we were all stoked and going to go barbecue some steaks and drink some beers. Well, the cooler ran down. We lived in a condo that was three stories, had a big courtyard in the back. And he had left to go get more beer and left a half one there. Well, I wasn't going to run all the way back upstairs to get into another beer. So I swallowed his beer and it had a ball cap in it. And it got wedged into the bottom of my esophagus. And they had to put me under, burn it out, let it drop in my stomach, then recover it with some kind of claw.
Ooh, and, Jesus. Yeah.
So it was past the point where obviously your lung function is still fine.
Right.
So you haven't blocked that. So you can still breathe, but now you can't really swallow anything.
I could breathe, but it was like a pain in my chest. And then, of course, we had all my friends over. We were drinking, and all of them, and none of them had been to med school, but they all had a solution.
Of so course,
I was
drinking
shots of olive oil, eating food, trying to wedge it down. And about 3 a.m, I woke my wife up. I'm like, we got to go. We got to go to the hospital.
When you explain to your wife why you have to go to the hospital, does she just give you that look that wives give you?
No, she was one of the ones coming up with solutions.
Ah, okay.
Okay, well, let me ask you this.
As hard as everyone else.
I'm trying to rack my brain here to figure out how a bottle cap, you were able to swallow it. Did you try to bite the cap off with a twist?
No, the cap, he had bent the cap in half and shoved it into the bottle.
Oh, and follow you. Okay.
Didn't want to litter, whatever the case may be. But yeah, my wife was fully aware of what a retard I was before this happened.
I can't believe a folded cap would not go down. You know, it must have got stuck just in the perfect
But if it went
layer.
Sideways.
Right.
As it's going down, if it goes sideways, then it's still the same width. I like that, though. He didn't want to litter.
I had a lot of tissue in my esophagus, so it latched onto that, and it wouldn't go into my stomach. So my concern was, if it did go in my stomach, how easy is this thing going
to
pass?
I was going to ask, is it almost better that the thing got stuck and you had to go to the hospital? Because, I mean, you think about the teeth on a bottle cap.
You could have torn your intestine or something.
That's what I'm saying. I do not want that thing going through my intestines and then shooting out of my anus.
Or like
and
just
ripping
a scrape all the way down your poop chute or whatever the deal.
That's what I'm saying. I'd almost rather go to the hospital with that.
Jesus. What unfortunately got in you or on you? 206-803-ROCK.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Hello, Tanner. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, guys.
Hola.
Okay, so I work at a wastewater treatment plant.
Uh-oh.
So pretty much, yeah, and it's kind of crazy when I start talking about it, people are, because it's so, I mean, so used to it, and it's like some people, it kind of throws them off, but we had to pull a pump out of a wet well, so that's right where all the sewage goes, at a lift station. The lift stations are little stations all around the city that pump the sewage back to the main treatment plant. So we were working at a lift station, and we pulled the pump up to replace a part on the pump, and it's covered in the goo and slime and everything. And I don't really process what it is. I just kind of think of it as like mud or sometimes cookie dough is the way I think of it.
Okay.
And but we pull this pump up, and it's just covered in the slime. And I go to – we have to remove the bottom section of the pump, which is called the volute. And we unbolt it, and I'm taking a dead blow hammer to try and tap it off. And I wasn't really thinking, and my first swing hits the side of the pump that's got all that goo on it, and it just sprays all over my face and in my mouth. And I went, oh, man, like, forgot. You know, I've only been doing this now. I worked on submarines before this, but I've only been doing this since July. So I was like, okay, you know, lesson learned there. And, you know, it didn't really bother me. And then kind of towards later, I was talking to the lead mechanic, and then he told me, he's like, you do realize, though, like, you are covered in whatever it was flushed down a toilet.
Sure.
So it could be semen, could be menstruation, yeah. It could be, and once you started with
could be
all
cocaine.
Things,
it could be a lot of stuff. Yeah.
Well, let me ask you this. Would you rather have a poop sprayed in your face, swinging a hammer, or be back down in a submarine?
Probably poops swung in my face.
Okay.
Well, that says a lot for working on a sub, doesn't it? Jesus Christ.
So is that why Fremont's all torn up? Isn't that what they're doing? They're trying to put a new route to the pump station?
Oh, no, I wouldn't know about that. This is for the great city of Bremerton.
Okay.
Got it. Bremerton poop.
I know our...
A lot of semen.
I know our neighborhood is all torn up, and I know it's all about waters and pumps and stations and all that crap. So
they've been working on that for years. Did you lose water maybe about a week ago? Or something? You might not have been home, but yeah, I had been doing something. I don't remember. I had the water on, and then when I went to turn the water back on, it's just not there. So all I said to my wife is, I said, look, I'm going to walk down to the street. If the street is torn up, I'm okay with this because that means I don't have to pay for it. If they're not doing anything on the street and we got a problem in the house, I'm going to burn this bitch to the ground because I'm fed up and I'm in a bad mood. Sure enough, the construction they've been doing for the last 175 years connected to this light rail stop. So they hit something or whatever the case was. But what I like is when I'm walking down there, both of my other neighbors are there. Hey, man, is your water working? I said, it's not. I'm sure it's something on the street. It was something on the street. I'm like, man, I wish they would just let us know if they're going to work on it, because that's what I guarantee you, someone's in the middle of a shower or whatever they're doing. About 30 minutes after the water went out, then we all get the text. It's like, ding, hey, just so you know, your water might be shut off for a while. We're like, well, we know.
Yeah.
It's been 30 freaking minutes, man. We know this. It was only
Somebody hit something.
That's what I think.
That doesn't sound like a planned stoppage.
No, not 30 minutes after the fact. Your water might go off. Like,
what,
right.
What unfortunately got in you or on you? 206-803-ROCK.
Well, heads up, dude.
Water might go off. Hello, Anya. Speaking of what you might get, Anya.
Hello.
Hola.
Hola. So, okay, so my story begins, like, in the beginning of 2024, I started having severe abdominal pain. I mean, it was just incredibly, really, really painful. So I went to the doctor, the gastroenterologist, and they didn't really find anything. They said, okay, they did an ultrasound. They said, okay, you have gallstones. But it didn't go away. So during, like, from May... 2024, the whole summer, I was getting really weak. I lost a lot of weight, and I didn't understand. So I had a blood test in the end of September, and then I got a call October 1st in early in the morning. He said, "You need to go to the emergency room right now and get a blood transfusion because your iron level is really dangerously low." Because I live in a 2-story house, and I couldn't even walk up my stairs without even taking a rest. That's how weak I was. I was just so anemic. So I went to the hospital, and they did a CT scan. They found a tumor in my right ascending colon because they wanted to find out where I'm losing blood. And I was having blood in my stool, but I didn't know it because it was very little. And so they said, okay, you need to have a colonoscopy. So I had a colonoscopy, and I did have anesthesia because I never had one. So that was kind of rough. And they found the tumor, and so what happened was I said, okay, I'm not doing radiation or chemotherapy. So there's this new therapy called monoclonal antibody immune therapy. And what it does is it attacks the cancer cells or the tumor cells, and it acts like an army, and it blocks the cells from metastasizing to the other body organs. So I had that this year in January of 2025, and it killed the tumor, and it shrunk the tumor. So my tumor was like about 6 centimeters, which I don't know how much that is in inches, like a couple inches or something. So it shrunk the tumor so much that this in like end of April, it left. What happened was I started getting abdominal pain again. And so I went to the hospital, and they did another CT scan, and they found that the tumor shrunk so much that it left a gap in my colon. I had a hole in my colon, a perforation, and feces and pus was leaking into my abdomen.
God!
So I know. So I had to go to the emergency. I had to get an emergency surgery, and they took the surgeon cut out 20 centimeters of my right ascending colon, and they couldn't put my intestines back, so I had to have an ileostomy, which is where they cut a hole in my lower right side of the of my abdomen, of my so the waste, the poop can come out through in a bag.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to have a pouch that where my waste products came out through. So I had to heal. And so this past October, they did a takedown surgery where they reconnected my intestines so I can have a normal bowel movement. And so, and I'm all healthy. I gained my weight. When I lost weight, I was 112 pounds.
Yeah.
My normal weight was 145, and I was like really skeletal. And now I'm healthy again.
Oh, good.
I weigh 143. Yeah. So, I mean,
Anya, I'm going to be honest with you. Everything you told me has turned me on. I had to take off my pants. There's blood on my stool. There is pus in my colon. And I'm pooping in a bag, and I'm like, you might be the dream girl that I've always been looking for.
Tara Daly, Steve Mix from the Daily Mix Morning Show coming up. We'll sit and spin. It is National Smith Day. We will celebrate with Guess the Smith. And we've got your emails coming up next in the men's room at KISW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.